Mendeleev laid out his 63 cards in a long row. Soon he had an insight. He noticed a pattern was starting to develop. Every seventh card named an element with similar properties. For example, his second card was lithium, a light metal. His ninth card was sodium, also a light metal. His 16th card was potassium. This was also a light metal. The cards that came between these cards were not light metals. Mendeleev laid out the cards again, this time in rows of seven. Then he read the columns from top to bottom. In each column, the elements had similar properties. Mendeleev grew very excited. He realized that the 63 elements were not just different from one another. They had an order to them and similarities among them. Caption: Mendeleev's system to classify elements is still used today. Mendeleev's card arrangement was called the periodic table, but he saw that it wasn't perfect. Some columns had places where elements didn't seem to belong. When that happened, Mendeleev left the space blank. He suspected it would be filled one day by a new element that had not yet been discovered. That is exactly what happened. Today, the periodic table we use looks a little different from Mendeleev's original, but it is still based on his brilliant work. Thanks to Mendeleev, scientists now have a better understanding of the elements, their properties, and how they are related to one another. Caption: In the periodic table, elements are grouped according to their atomic weight and chemical properties.